Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Christmas not too far away.
Well, can I tell you, I know you love Christmas, and the Mind Food Office has got a sprinkling of tinsel about it. There's no tree this year, yes.
Any reason why there's no tree?
I think we've all just got far too busy.
Yeah, I'll bring in some Christmas lights for you, don't worry. LED, they're environmentally friendly.
But one of our worker bees at Mind Food, Eff Rossini, loves Christmas, and she's even written a story about it. Welcome to the show, Eff Rossini.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Ben. Nice to join you.
Tell us all about this story.
Okay, so basically Oxfam, which is an international humanitarian aid organisation, came out just before Christmas, just before the festive season began this year, and said that there's enough food in the world to feed everyone, but that one in seven people are going hungry. And the reason being for that is that there's a broken food system. And the one time of the year where we tend to overbuy food is Christmas. And so I was inspired to write an article about how we could make some good choices that would, you know, help our wallets and the planet as well during the festive season.
So what are some things we can do to make a difference?
Practicing portion control is a really great way to minimize waste. And ensure that you don't end up with too much, because we all know that we sort of have that week before Christmas, we're frantically running to the shops and buying extra mince pies and extra food, thinking that we're not going to have enough when entertaining. So try and limit how much you're buying and think about your portion size. So if you're buying to 12 people, think about 12 portions rather than a whole lot of stuff in case someone, you know, wants seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
Another great thing is to buy in season. So at MindFood and MindFood.com, we're all about buying seasonally. So think about the food that you're buying and maybe visit your local farmers markets and get some inspiration for your Christmas menu. We've also got some great recipes online for using leftovers and things like that. So definitely head to mindfood.com and have a look on there for some interesting ideas.
Do you think people are really doing it differently this year? Like I was speaking to someone the other day and they said, oh no, we do all our Christmas shopping on Boxing Day because of all the sales. I mean, really? What do your kids think when they wake up and there's nothing? They go, oh no, well, we go to the beach and it, you know, I thought, wow, what a different kind of Christmas experience. And
yeah.
He said, oh no, we've been doing it for ages, ever since they were quite little.
So it's normal.
What sort of changes are happening out there? Because obviously, you know, from an economy point of view, things are tight for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. Well, actually, one of the things that they're encouraging is buying from local farmers markets. There's heaps around. And as I said, they've got seasonal produce. So they're a really great place to start. Mm. The things that are on sale are obviously great for your wallet as well. So looking out for special deals that are happening pre-Christmas is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the big sales do happen straight after Christmas and you do make some great savings on things, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, you definitely do. But I think making sure that you use up all your leftovers and don't throw lots of food into the bin is a great way as well to have a green Christmas. So use your leftovers, I think. Yeah, that's the key message there.
I still want a compost heap if anyone's listening.
Yeah.
You could be getting your wish, don't worry. I've spoken to Angus about doing the hedge for you. That's greening the planet.
He needs to come soon.
Yeah, it is sad, though, at Christmas time how many people, you know, do go without food and things. And my father works at St. Vincent de Paul and they do a great job trying to help people out. But it is just mindfully thinking about how much you buy in terms of portions, isn't it?
Yeah, and just being smart about your choices. And it's a great lesson to teach your children as well, because they're hearing it at school and on the TV about, you know, that your choices have consequences. So being mindful and thinking about the way that you're spending your Christmas period, you know, that's good for the planet and good for other people as well.
Mm.
I mean, another great idea as well, coming back to edible gifts, which is something that we talk a lot about in Mind Food, there's a great recipe for caramel popcorn. And I've also talked about, you know, using that as a decoration for Christmas, stringing it up around the tree or through the house, and then also giving it as a gift or, you know, enjoying it on Christmas Day. So there are a lot of things that you can do that you can use all throughout the festive season.
The tree that keeps on giving.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great idea.
Well,
and it tastes great.
Froz, thank you very much. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.